Can the airshow industry stretch 2009's success into 2010? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. At the recent International Council of Airshows convention in Las Vegas, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell had the chance to talk about a surprising increase in attendance at airshows with ICAST President John Cudahy. Today, in part two of the conversation, can airshows maintain that growth?
Let's take out the ICAST crystal ball. Let's look at O10 coming up. What are the things that immediately enthuse you about the year that's coming up, and what are the things that are on your concerned list?
Well, if we are true to our commitment to safety, then we're always going to be concerned about accidents and safety issues. And so one of the things we want to make sure we do is not let that slip off our radar screen, keep it at top of mind awareness. The opportunities are going to be an extension of some of the things we've done with the media, capitalize on things like the 100th anniversary of air shows in North America, and prepare for some of the opportunities that will be coming up with, movies and greater internet access and a whole bunch of things that are kind of popping their head above the surface just now and that will kind of manifest themselves in the coming year.
The industry has come such a long way, and you've watched so much of this. If you could go back to, say, your first year in leadership at ICAST, looking forward to now, what are the things that really come up as a surprise? Is there anything that, you know, from then to now just has you scratching your head?
Yeah, in good ways and bad ways. I think that just personally, my experience in being part of this industry is I'm not sure I would say it would scratch my head, but it would surprise me if you told me 12 years ago that I would feel so much a part of this industry. At the business level, we've got some. I'm a bit surprised that sponsorship hasn't latched on to the airshow business as corporate sponsors haven't latched on to the airshow business as much as they might have. I am a little surprised that ticket prices have not climbed with the quality of the airshow entertainment that's offered. But though I'm surprised about that, I'm optimistic that that day is coming. I think we've reached kind of critical mass on a few issues that have faced the industry for a long time. In sponsorship, we've got people flocking away from sponsorship properties that had become much more expensive than they should be. And as they leave that, I think they're looking for cost-effective alternatives, and we are a cost-effective alternative. So I'm hoping that some of the initial progress we've made with quite a large number right now of sponsored performers will continue to happen, and that we'll see even more progress both for performers and for events that are looking for corporate sponsors. And corporate sponsors who are looking for a great way to reach out to the American public in a cost-effective way.
The airshow industry is littered with these phenomenal names that have given it such history and such depth, the folks who literally created this industry, often by force of will. But there's a new generation coming up. What advice do you have for them, and what are you experiencing in regards to interfacing with the newest crop of airshow performers and professionals?
It's funny you should mention that, because there does seem to be, just in the last 18 to 24 months, a real spike in the number of younger performers who are getting involved in sport airbags and even warbirds. And my advice would not be, it has been, because I talk to them on a pretty frequent basis, that they're the future of our industry, that they need to look at the lessons that they can learn from the veterans. Even the veterans are in a business now, but the folks who have come before them that are no longer with us, some of the pioneers in air shows in the 50s and 60s, and try to learn about the business so they can apply those lessons rather than reinventing the wheel. They are a particularly bright group of people, as best I can tell. Very, very business savvy, in addition to being outstanding aviators. And that's going to make all the difference, I think. If we can get that combination of business acumen and aviation excellence, it's going to be pretty special stuff.
There was an intriguing message this morning with your speaker, Mr. Sanborn, who indicated that one of the things that we as an industry need to be thinking about is not we the warbirds or we the aerobats, but talking about we as an entire industry. And there's certain segments of aviation that seem bound and determined to fight other aspects of aviation when we all, frankly, would probably benefit from a little bit of solidarity. That being said, what can the airshow community do at this point to bring aviation together with such a bright and positive focal point to a point where we can all benefit and maybe learn something from the process?
Well, because we're small, I think we don't have some of the built-in problems that the aviation industry writ large has. If those within the aviation and airshow industry were to have some of the internal fighting that we see in the much larger aviation community, we would cease to exist pretty quickly. And so the airshow industry has learned that they can only survive by working together. And I think, you know, I am not out there in the GA or the aerospace community quite as often as somebody like yourself, but my sense is that the recent challenges that aviation has faced and the pressures from the public and legislators has brought the aviation industry together in a way that good news never could. And we would just not have the bad news, but having had the bad news and being in that position, it's been encouraging to me as a very interested outside observer to see how the aviation community has come together, and I think that the airshow industry can be a model for that to a certain extent. I mean, the larger GA business is a very big business, and I won't suggest things that are beyond logic. But when you look toward the airshow industry, I think they do have a team spirit and a willingness to sacrifice some individual glory for the greater good of our business and of a particular air show. And that's certainly a lesson that would be useful to the whole aviation community.
More with ANN's Jim Campbell and ICAST President John Cudahy in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with John Cudahy, president of the International Council of Air Shows. If air shows are a great ambassador of aviation to the general public, and they're doing well, how can the rest of GA help?
For those of us outside in the GA, biz av, commercial, and aerospace worlds, what can we be doing to help reinforce airshow growth and airshow vitality and the value to the rest of the world in regards to putting aviation's best foot forward? Is there something we're not doing outside of the airshow industry that we should be doing to support you?
Well, I wouldn't say that. But I would say that when a local or national airshow does well, aviation does well. And I think that there are those in the aviation community who don't see the link as clearly as we do within the airshow community. It is not uncommon for an airshow to struggle from a business perspective, even as they're providing excellent entertainment and a venue for people to discover aviation. So I guess I would say that aviation organizations, aviation companies, suppliers, the general aviation community generally, if they've got the opportunity to help their local airshow, I would encourage them to do it, because it's not just a question of volunteer for a worthwhile cause. It's also volunteering for something that is a worthwhile because that also has very positive impact on the general public's perception about aviation. So when an FBO gets involved with the air show at their airport, they're doing things to help both their own business and the air show and the public's perception of aviation in a way that there really aren't very many tools to do that beyond air shows. And as I said at the outset, I'd like to see our industry drive that so that we're promoting that a little more actively.
Final question, and we'll get a little bit off the serious stuff a little bit. You've been involved with this for well over a decade now. So the big question is this: are you having any fun?
Oh yeah, you know, the fun never ends. I get to tell people with a straight face that I'm going on a business trip, and I get on an airplane on Friday morning. And I spent the air show with some of my best friends and watching the greatest aviators in the world, and that's work for me. So yes, I'm having a lot of fun.
The heck with this, and how do I get your job?
With a little luck, not for a long time, Jim.
If you missed part one of this conversation, find it in the archives dated January 19th. John Cudahy is the president of the International Council of Air Shows. Find out more at www.airshows.aero. Jim Campbell is CEO and editor-in-chief of Aero News Network. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.